Namandavu Tsunamandavu 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 Tsunamandavu. I'll begin my talk this morning by reading a passage from the Sutra on the Buddha of Immeasurable Life, the Larger Sutra, spoken by Shakyamuni Buddha. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho. Wherever the Buddha travels, be it country, province, town, or village, there is no place which does not benefit from his virtue. Peace and harmony reign throughout the land. The sun and moon shine brightly. The wind and rain are timely, and no disaster or disease ever occurs. The land is prosperous, and the people live in peace, so there is no need to use soldiers and weapons. People respect virtue, cultivate benevolence, and diligently observe propriety and humility. Hotoke ga ayumi ikareru tokoro wa 国も町も村もその教えに導かれないところはない。そのため世の中は平和に収まり、太陽も月も明るく輝き、風も程よく吹き、雨も良い時に降り、災害や疫病なども起こらず、 国には豊かになり、民衆は平穏に暮らし、武器を取って争いこともなくなる。人々は徳を飛び、思いやりの心を持ち、厚く礼儀を重んじ、
互いに譲り合うのであると、なまんだぶつ。Once
again, good morning, everyone. 皆さん、 おはようございます. I was very pleased yesterday as we were setting up to see a little bit of a Cinco de Mayo theme in our decor. Cinco de Mayo という漢字に綺麗に飾ってますね。 Cinco de Mayo was yesterday, May 5th. It just happens to coincide with what other major holiday for us? Children's Day, right? 子供の日もこのCinco de Mayoの時に行います. So I was thinking, you know, I lived, before I came to San Mateo, I lived in Oxnard, California. And Oxnard is a predominantly agricultural area. It's also an area with a very large Hispanic, Latino population. And so Cinco de Mayo was a big deal. It's a big deal all over California, right? And it's a holiday we tend to associate with celebrating Mexican culture, right?
Cinco de Mayo という祝日は、メキシコの、特にメキシコ系アメリカ人の文化を楽しむ祝日でありますね。
And so this morning I was thinking, you know, I have no idea why Cinco de Mayo is celebrated on Cinco de Mayo just means May 5th, right? But I have no idea what the significance of this day is.
Cinco de Mayo は 何のための、なぜ 5月 5日 がこういう Cinco de Mayo の日であるかと全然知りませんでしたね。
So this morning, of course, thanks to Wikipedia, I was able to look it up. And does anybody know, do you know what Cinco de Mayo celebrates? That's right, the French, the Battle of Puebla. The Battle of Puebla was a battle that was fought in Mexico on May 5th, 1862.
して1862年5月の5日にこのPueblaというところに戦闘があったんですね。
So this was during the American, the U.S. was kind of involved in its own turmoil at the, in the American Civil War and that kind of unrest. France decided, oh, this would be a good time to start our own colony in North America. Because, you know, the United States, which is a major power, we'd kicked out the British. And so France thought, oh, well, America is kind of tied up in its own business. So why don't we just start our own colony down in Mexico? で、まあ、その時はフランスが、あの、植民地をメキシコに作ろうと思ってて、あの、アメリカはその時の南北内戦を行ってたから、じゃあ、フランスが、じゃあ、メキシコに、あの、植民地を作ろうと思ってて。So France then proceeded to invade Mexico. And at this time, this was the time of Napoleon, right? So Napoleon, very powerful general, and France hadn't lost a battle in like 50 years up to this point. The French army hadn't lost in 50 years, you know, fighting. And so they were very strong, very powerful. で、その時はフランスが、あの、まあ、50年ぶりに、あの、まあ、戦争を、まあ、負けた、争いを負けたことはなかったそうです。And so they invaded Mexico. Mexico had its own sort of internal instability, so it wasn't seen as a very powerful country. So France thought, oh, this will be easy to take over Mexico. じゃあフランスは、まあ、簡単にメキシコを、あの、侵入することができると思ってたそうです。And so they went and they had an army of 8,000 when they marched into this area of Puebla.And the Mexican army at that time was only about 4,000 or 4,500.
して当時の、あの、フランスがこのプエブラというところに侵入したら、フランス軍は8,000人がいて、メキシコ軍は、あの、まあ、4,000人か4,500人しか、あの、いなかったそうです。
And so everybody thought that Mexico was going to lose, but you know what? They actually managed to defeat the French in this battle.
そして、まあ、ここで、まあ、メキシコが、まあ、負けるとみんな思ってたんですけど、メキシコが勝ったということですね。
And so, this was a huge victory for, you know, Mexico, and it really sort of inspired Mexico because they fought and beat the most powerful army in the world at that time.
そして、その当時の最も強い、あの、フランス軍を、あの、まあ、戦争、まあ、その、この争いで勝ったメキシコ人は、とっても、あの、まあ、なんという、この自慢のあるところになったんですね。
And so Mexicans throughout, you know, Mexicans in Mexico, of course, but also here in the United States, really celebrated this victory. And that's where the Cinco de Mayo celebration started. And, I was reading that it's really, something that Mexican Americans felt particularly proud about.
してこれはまあメキシコ系アメリカ人が特に素晴らしいと思ってたことですね。
So if you think about it, this was a time when, you know, European countries in Europe were taking over places all over the world. And this was also around the start of the Meiji period, right?
これはまあ明治維新の近い時期ですね。そしてヨーロッパの軍はそれぞれのところに侵入して植民地を作ってたんですね。
And so this was a time when a local American country was able to repel, you know, a French, you know, a European invader.
そしてこの時は、あの、こういう、まあ、小さい、あ、まあ、割と弱いアメリカの、あ、国が、そのヨーロッパから侵入した国を、まあ、追い出そうということになったんですね。
And so I think it has, this holiday has a real meaning for the idea of, you know, democracy and for, you know, these countries being independent from occupying or other countries coming in.
そしてこういう、まあ、自由に、自民、民主的に暮らす国にとっては大変意義のある、あの、祝日であるんですね。
And so we celebrate, in this country, celebrate Cinco de Mayo, and it's really become a celebration of Mexican-American culture, right?
まあ、この Cinco de Mayo は、まあ、メキシコの、まあ、アメリカン系の、メキシコ人の、あの、ことを、あ、なんていう、楽しむ、そして、あの、まあ、喜ぶ、祝う祝日になるんですね。
And so, you know, and it's interesting, we think about, we have all these different people in the world, all of these different countries, and we have this idea of countries and people who live in different countries maybe being the same or being different, and as a result of that, we have conflict, right? We have this idea of my country, your country, and I want to come in and make your country part of my country, or I want to kick you out of my country, and so we have fights, right?
まあ、この私の国と、まあ、よその国、 とかという考え方があるから、じゃあ私の国を守る、あなたの国を私の国の一部とするとか、こういう考え方があるから争いが起こってくるんですね。 So we have conflict because we have this idea of my country.
And so it's very interesting, I think, when we turn to the teachings of the Buddha. The teachings of the Buddha provide, I think, wonderful solutions to many different kinds of conflict and difficulty.
まあ、仏様の御教えはこの争いとか、そういう、なんていう、仲良くないところとかの解決する方法が仏様の御教えの中によく説かれていると私が思います。
And so there's a passage that I read this morning from the Larger Sutra that talks about wherever the Buddha travels, be it country, province, or town, there is no place which does not benefit from his virtue. And I understand this to mean that wherever the Buddha's teaching arrives, wherever that teaching is taught, that people receive the benefit of that teaching.
そしてこの、まあ、仏様が歩みに行くところは、その届いたらその仏様の教えの素晴らしいところをもらえないところがないということですね。
So I think one of the most wonderful things about the Buddha's teaching is this idea that we create these differences between people. It's all a production or something that we create in our minds. The idea that, you know, people from this country are different from this country because of the way they look and the language they speak, the way they dress. This is all just something that we create in our minds.
そしてその国のこの人たちは、まあ、この国から来たこの言語を話す、この服を着る、この顔の形をするから、私たちと違うという考え方は、私たちの心から、考え方から起こってくるものですね。
The Buddha teaches that when we receive the Buddha's teaching, we recognize that actually, as human beings, we're all really the same, right?
まあ、人間としてはみんなは同じ人間ですから。
And that our true way of living is to live in harmony.
して人間として暮らす本当の要素は、まあ、仲良く暮らすということですね。
And it says that in the place where the Buddha's teaching thrives, that the people live in peace and there is no need to use soldiers and weapons.
して仏様の御教えが聞かれている。仏様の御教えが届いているときは、みんな仲良く平和的に暮らして、この武器を持って争う必要がなくなるということですね。
Of course, we do live in a world where wars and conflicts continue day to day.
まあもちろん私たちが住んでいるこの世は争いが続いているということですね。
But as Buddhists, we all aspire to live in this world where we recognize that we are all the same, and we share in this deep message of the Buddha to accept everybody and to say that we all together are human beings. That's the most important point.
そして、まあ、この世界に住んでいる争いが続くんですけど、仏様の教えを聞く人たちは、本当の要素はみんな同じ人間として仲良く暮らすことですね。
So I think that this Cinco de Mayo is a wonderful time when we celebrate a culture. Even, you know, I'm not Mexican-American, and I think many of the people who celebrate Cinco de Mayo are not Mexican-Americans, but we're able to recognize the beauty of another culture, that you don't have to be just like me for me to recognize that we are essentially the same human beings.
そして私みんなそれぞれの文化を持って言語を持ってそういう独特なところはあるんですけど、それにしても結局同じ人間ですから、まあ違ったところがあっても最も本当の要素は同じだということですね。
And that is the way of living in the realm of the Buddha. We call that the pure land of Amida Buddha, and that's the destination to which we're all directing our lives, and the way in which we take that as our kind of basic guideline for living.
そしてこれは阿弥陀様のお浄土の要素で、私たちもそういうふうに暮らしていこう。
For we are all going there together.
みんながお浄土に往生する。
To see all of us as people who are traveling together on the journey of life.
そしてみんなが一緒にこの人生の、道を共に歩んでいくというのは念仏者の要素であると思います。
I believe this is the way to live joyfully in the 念仏. I invite you to join me in 合掌。
合掌をお願いします。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏